Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. If you think you don't have time to dive into God's Word, then this podcast is for you. These few moments will not only allow you to hear the Word of God, but to reflect on it and apply it to your life. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. Opening verse comes from the book of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Envy can be defined as disliking God's goodness to someone else and dismissing God's goodness to you. Envy is the practice of counting other people's blessings instead of your own. Envy is desire plus resentment. We think that if we just had the success, opportunities, experiences, beauty, or fortune of someone else, we'd be happy. Reflect very honestly. With which people or in which situations do you struggle most with envy? Steps or measures you could take to diminish these encounters or these negative thoughts. So, for example, if you find yourself struggling with envy after time spent on social media, would cutting back on your Facebook time help you avoid falling into the envy trap? Or could you purposefully begin to work the practice of counting your blessings into your day if you tend to find yourself constantly counting the blessings of those around you? Thank you. Envy most often stems from comparison. Comparing what you have to what others have is a good way to make yourself miserable. But this fixation on comparing always winds up with you noticing someone that has more than you, and suddenly you're not feeling so great. The truth is, there will always be someone who seems to be better than you or have more than you. A more useful way to compare is to just compare yourself to yourself. God didn't create you to be that person. God didn't create you to have their gifts or abilities. God, in His infinite wisdom, created you to be you. Think honestly now. What are three amazing gifts or abilities that God has blessed you with? Listen to this quote from Dallas Willard in The Spirit of Disciplines. If you want to experience the flow of love as never before, the next time you are in a competitive situation, pray that the others around you will be more outstanding, more praised, and more used of God than yourself. Really pull for them and rejoice for their success. If Christians were universally to do this for each other, the earth would soon be filled with the knowledge of God's glory. This week, when you feel envy beginning to creep up, try following these three steps. First, become aware of your envious thoughts. Can you change them right away by removing yourself from the situation or counting the many blessings God has gifted you with? Simply becoming aware of the thoughts and taking control of your mind is the first step. Next, pray that God will meet you where you are and help you with your negative thoughts and feelings. Bring your mind to Him. Set your mind on Him and His many blessings. For we are told in Colossians 3:1-2, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And finally, pray for the person that is causing you to envy. Pray that the gifts, talents, and abilities God has given that person can be fulfilled to God's glory. Learn to offer simple prayers of blessing over even the people you envy, and your capacity to love may grow all the more. Listen once more to our opening verse, which comes from the book of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, There you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Thanks for listening to Devotionals on the Go, your place to listen, reflect, and grow. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an on-the-go devotional. And I'd love to connect. Check me out at kellywennerfit.com. I look forward to digging into God's Word with you next time. Bye for now.